Veterinarian shares heat safety tips for dogs. With the summer heat upon us, the temperature can rise to unsafe levels for your dog while on a walk. But where is that line between a safe outdoor temperature and one where it's better to stay home and wait for a cooler time to go for a walk? Never walk a dog when outside temperatures are above 85 degrees, Dr. Carol Jean Tillman, a veterinarian, told the Epoch Times in an email. At temperatures of 80 to 85 degrees, a short walk, about 10 minutes, in the shade is okay. A good test is to place your hand on the sidewalk to see how hot it is to touch. If it is too hot for your hand, it is too hot for your dog's feet. She added that the breed of your dog is very important, as brachycephalic breeds, dogs with a short nose, should never be walked outside when the temperature is over 80 degrees Fahrenheit, even for a short distance or at night. These breeds include dogs like English Bulldogs, French Bulldogs, and Boxers. She also gave advice about leaving your dog in the car, saying that if you must do so, make sure it's only for a short period of time and follow certain safety rules. She provided a checklist to determine what's safe. Temperature. The outside temperature should be below 70 degrees and above freezing. Time. Limit the time to 5 minutes or less. Parking. Park in the shade and roll the windows down slightly, though not enough for the dog to escape. Checking. Check on your dog frequently. Explore alternatives. Consider leaving your dog at home, having someone stay in the car with them, or choosing a pet-friendly business where you can bring them inside. It is never safe to leave a dog alone in a car when the outside temperature is above 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Even on a relatively mild day, a car's interior can heat up quickly, posing a serious risk of heat stroke for dogs, Tillman said. She said that at 75 degrees outside, in a locked car, even with the windows halfway down, the temperature increases rapidly. After 10 minutes, it rises to 99 degrees. After 20 minutes, it rises to 109 degrees. And in an hour, it could be 123 degrees. It's very important to pay attention to your dog and be aware if they are overheating, because by the time you may think your dog is overheated, it may be too late to save them, she said. She said if your dog overheats, it can lead to cardiac arrest, pulmonary edema, brain damage, and death. If your dog is panting and restless from the heat, it may already be too late, Tillman said. She shared a story about a man who brought his four boxers to her clinic. The man was driving through the Nevada desert to California, and his air conditioning broke. His dogs were overheating, so he dropped them off with Tillman. As he drove to an auto repair shop to get his AC fixed, she put all the dogs in a cold water tub, put ice packs on their heads, and gave them cool four fluids. She was able to rescue three of them, but one dog still died. Normal body temperature for dogs is around 101 to 102 degrees. She said if their temperature rises over 104 to 105 degrees, brain damage can occur. Tillman shared some cooling techniques for your hot dog. In addition to getting your dog to a shaded area or inside an air-conditioned house, she said you can place your dog in a tub with cool water. Also, she said to place ice cubes or an ice pack in a towel and put it on top of the dog's head because heat rises. She added that when the dog starts to shiver, the panting will stop. She noted that shaving your dog or haircuts such as a line cut may help, but it's best to just avoid the heat. Tillman is a holistic vet who has practiced in California and Nevada and is a big Star Trek fan. She obtained her degree from the University of Florida College of Veterinary Medicine in 1980.